Today's Shir Masechta Zohachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah Chata Shekibel Dama Bekais. If the blood of the Karm Chatas was caught in one cup, Nosan Bechutz, and that from that cup, Dam was put on Chutz Lazara, V'chazav Nosan Befnim, and then some of the dam was put in the Azara on the Mizbeach, or vice versa. First they put dam from Bifnim. First they put dam in the Azara, V'chaz v'nas v'chutz, and then dam was put in the on chutz outside of Azara Chayiv. In both of these cases, Yuchayiv. So the Rashi explains, in the first halacha, where somebody put dam inside, outside, and then inside, that is not even a chiddush. Rashi says that the reason it was mentioned for the second halacha that we just learned, where dam was put inside, and then dam was put inside, and then dam was put outside. That even though we know that after the dam was put in the Azara, the leftover dam in the cup is only shrayim, which the halacha is that shrayim is just poured on the side. Still teaches us the Mishnah that if you put that dam b'chutz yichayiv, going back to what we discussed in our previous year, because our Mishnah is following the opinion of Nehemiah that says that even though it's just shiore hadam, even though it's just the leftover of the blood, that Rabbi Nehemiah's opinion is the leftover blood that's put b'chutz is chayiv. And the reason Rabbi Nehemiah holds that way is because he holds that shiore adam are ma'akev di kapara. Sfasemis points out that even though in the first case that we just learned, where the dam was first put b'chutz, and then the dam was put b'fnim, yichayiv v'zrikas dam b'chutz, says the Sfasemis, that doesn't make that the owner gets credit for this carbon. If the dam was first put b'chutz, Then that dam became, so I mean, all of this dam was taken l'chutz and put l'chutz. That disqualified all of the dam because of yotzei. And once the dam becomes disqualified because of yotzei, it can't become good. But, he says, if, on the other hand, what would have happened, points out the Sfasemis, is not that they took all of the dam l'chutz. There was some dam b'fnim, and there was some dam b'chutz. Says the Sfasemis, for putting dam b'chutz, you will be chayiv. But even though you'll be chayiv, for putting dam b'chutz, the dam that was never b'chutz, the dam that was b'fnim, then the halacha will be that dam could be used for being affecting a kapara. If you put some dam b'chutz, and then after you did that once, you did it a second time. So now the Chazanish is not quite certain, will you be chayiv for the second time for putting the dam b'chutz another time? Or will you only be chayiv for the first time doing this rika improperly, but not for the second time? Continues the Mishnah. But now if you have this karma chattis, and kibol dam b'shtei kaisis, the dam was put into two kaises, and nos mishneim b'fnim, and you did put the dam from both of those cups in the mizbeach potter, then you didn't do anything wrong. Mishneim b'chutz, but if you took dam from both of those cups, and you put it on mizbeach achitzin, the halacha is you'll be chayiv, and the way to understand the Mishnah is you'll be chayiv only one time a karm chattis, if you didn't recognize between the two times that you put the dam, that you did an Aveira. But what will be if you did one Zrikas Adam B'chutz, and then after you did the first Zrikas Adam B'chutz, you did another one, and there was a Yediya in between, not only will you be Chayiv, but you'll be Chayiv twice. You'll be Chayiv twice for each separate Zrika that was done with a separate Haloma. Continues the Mishnah, Ech b'fnim v'ech b'chutz. If you have two cups of blood, one you did the Zrika in the Azara, and one you did outside the Azara, So the halacha is that once you use the dam in one cup, so the dam in the second cup becomes dochui. The dam in the second cup becomes not usable for Zerikas Adam. And since at that point that dam becomes not usable for Zerikas Adam, and it's a separate cup, that's why you will not be chayiv for Zerikas Adam b'chutz with that dam. And points out Rashi, even Rav Nechemya, who we quoted in previous shurim and quoted in our current shir, that Rav Nechemya's opinion is that you chayiv for shiyori hadam, that you do b'chutz, but that's the dam that was in the cup that you were supposed to use, that you used for bifnim. But if there were two cups and one cup was used bifnim, and that cup is the cup where you're going to have shiur adam from, the other cup, on the other hand, becomes dochui. And dam that becomes dochui, there is no din of zrikas dam b'chutz with dam that's dochui. Eche b'chutz, eche bifnim. If you have two cups, one you used outside and one you did inside, chayv al chitzen, you're going to be chayv for pouring from that cup on the mizbech chitzen, because the way to understand this case of the Mishnah is that we're referring to a case where you had not yet done Zerikas Adam in the Beis HaMikdash. Since you had not yet done Zerikas Adam in the Beis HaMikdash, so both cups are usable. Since both cups at this point are still usable, the dam that you take, that you do, Zerikas Dam b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. And the other cup, Vapnimi, the dam that you, that other cup, you could use for Zerikas Adam, Zerikas Adam inside to affect a kapara. And that dam never became possible, because that dam never was taken out of the Azara. So since that dam was not taken out of Azara, it's perfectly good dam that could be used for Zerika. Not only that, even though the first cup was used b'chutz, that doesn't make, but since that event happened b'chutz, an event that happens b'chutz does not make that the other cup should be dochui. And the Mishnah continues, how do we look at these cases? If somebody designated an animal for carbon chattis, and then that animal got lost, and then v'hifresh acheres tachteo, and then you designated another animal, v'akach nimtzis rishoina, and now the first that cup was found, v'hifresh acheres tachteo, v'akach nimtzis rishoina, now the first animal is refound. The loch is now, and for now you have very shteyo and v'slufanov. You have both of these animals standing here, and you could use either animal, whichever animal you want. So then the halacha is shachet shteim b'fnim. If you shechted both of them in the azara, you didn't do any aveira. Potter shteim b'chutz. If you did shechted both of them b'chutz, since at the time you shechted them, these are animals that could have been used inside the azara. So since these are animals that could have been used in the azara, when you do it, when you shecht them b'chutz, you chayiv for shchutei chutz. If achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz, if you shechted one b'fnim, so what happens to the other animal? The other animal falls into the category of chatas shekipru baleo. The loch is that chatas shekipru baleo, the loch is, it goes lemisa, and therefore it's not an animal that could have been used for a carbon. Since it's not an animal that could be used for a carbon, there's no chiyuv for shchutei chutz on it. But if you did it the other one, achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, first you shechted an animal outside and then you shechted another one inside, chayv al tzayna, because at the time that you shechted that animal, it's an animal that could have been used for carbon. And shechting an animal that could have been used for carbon is a situation that you're going to be chayv for shchutei chutz. And on the other hand, Pnimus mechaperis, the other animal that was that you're using as a regular karmachatis, is fine and accomplishes. Says the Mishnah, if you shechted the two kabanas inside, and then you put the dam of the first one properly, Shem Shadam Mepaites Besara, Kachi Pateres Besara Chaverta. Once you did Zrik Sadam, so for the animal that you did Zrik Sadam, then it's not anymore subject to Halo B'chutz. That it also will accomplish that the second animal will not be subject to Halo's Chutz Shchiti Chutz. Says the Gemara, Bishlama B'chutz. I understand if you did Zrik Sadam B'chutz, V'chazan Nos B'fnim, Yechayiv. You had two animals that could have been brought inside, and therefore, since they're both animals that could have been used for carbon, you chayiv when you do it b'chutz. But ask the Mishnah El Bifnim, if first you did carbon inside, v'chaz v'nasim b'chutz, why you chayiv? The rest of the dam is shrayim ninu. The dam after Zrikas Adam becomes shrayim. Why you chayiv? Answers the Gemara, as we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah. Hamani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? The Tan of our Mishnah is Rav Nechemyahi, Dama Shiore Adam, Shekriven B'chutz Chayiv. His opinion is that you chayiv for Shiore Adam. And since you're looking for Shiore Adam, this is Shiore Adam, the leftover blood that's supposed to be put on the Yisrael Mizbeach, for which you are chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Irem Nechemya, if you're explaining that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Nechemya, so ask the Gemara, Eim Seif, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kibol Dam B'Shnei Kosev, the Kabbal Sadam was in two cups of blood, Nosin Shneim B'Fnim, if you did both of them B'Fnim, Potter, if you did Shneim B'Chutz, Yechayiv, Ech B'Fnim, if you did one inside, Ech B'Chutz, Potter, says the Gemara, but why? Why is he Potter? The dam that's left over is Shirayim. And we're learning that our Mishnah is following Varam Nechemya, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Nechemya, that says Shiori Adam Shekriyim B'chutz is Chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Amri, Mantana, the Palaglader of Lazar B'Shimon, Vamak Oysa Chaveri Dachui, Rav Nechemya. We learned earlier in our Masechta, back on Daf Lamed Dalad, a case where dam of a Karmel Chatas was caught in a number of cups. And the Zrik Sadam was done from one kais. Tanakhama says that when we do dam, Zrik Sadam from one cup, the dam in the second cup becomes disqualified. It becomes dochui, and it's just poured down the drain, not on the Yisoid. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon's opinion is that doing Zrik Sadam from one cup makes the dam in the second cup into Shirayim, that we know that the loch of dam of Shirayim, is poured onto the side. So if we'll say Rav Nechemya holds like Rav Elazar of Shimon, so then indeed our Mishnah will be difficult to understand. Because why is the second cup considered dochui? The loch is that Rav Nechemya holds that Shiori Hadam put outside is an issue, and we just said that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds that all the cups become Shiori Hadam. But says the Gemara, what we must say is that Rabbi Nechemya disagrees with Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. And he agrees with the Tanakama that the leftover blood in the cup from which you did Zrikas Hadam is the blood that Shiori Hadam. But all the other cups are Dochui. If the other cups are Dochui, blood that's Dochui that's put on b'chutz, you're not chayiv. The Mishnah continued by when we're discussing the case of two cups of dam, and when you put the dam, one cup b'chutz and one cup b'fnim, the halacha is that the dam that you put b'chutz, you're chayiv for, and the dam that you did b'fnim serves as a perfect kapara. And then the Mishnah continued to say, l'ma'a dava daima, to what can that to what can this be compared to? L'mafish chatz v'avda, v'ifish acheres tachtev, akach nimtzis harishonim. Says the Gemara, when a Mishnah says this type of wording, there must be a reason for a Mishnah doing so. So Gemara wants to know, l'mah davadama lomeli. Why was it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us this halacha l'ma'adavet l'amali. Says the Marhamani, because the Mishnah wants to teach us that says it's the Mishnah's following the opinion of Rebbe. The halacha is, as we said, if somebody designated an animal for Karban Chatas and then it got lost, so he designated another animal in its place, and now we found the first one after we did the Shechita and Zrik Stam with the second animal. So the halacha is that first animal is put to death, as we said when we learned the Mishnah. There's halacha l'moshe in Sinai. Chata shekipper b'leha, a chatas that its owner already had kapara with a different animal, is put to death. What a halacha l'moshe in Sinai. But let's say that you had an animal, lost the animal, designated a second animal, and before you were makir of the second animal, the first animal was found. So now, what is the halacha? The Gemara Masech, the Temura, Daf Chaf Beis on the base, brings a machlokes of Rebbe into Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, they choose one of these two animals to bring as a carbon, and the second one is not put to death. Rather, we wait till it becomes a Balmum, and we sell it, and we use the proceeds to bring Oilus Ketzem Mizbeach. Rebbe's opinion is that since at the time the second animal was designated, the first animal was not here, so now the original animal was found before you brought the second animal. He holds one of them should be brought, and the second one should be put to death. It falls into the category of Chata Shekipru Belel. And now explains the Mishnah, this is the way to understand our Mishnah. Vachkam, this is the way to understand our Mishnah. Tama da Avda. The Mishnah spoke about a case where we have the Gdam of a Karban Chatas in two cups, connecting it to the halacha of the lost Karban Chatas. Tama da Avda. The reason that they designated the second animal after the first animal was found, was lost, and then you shechted one of them b'fnim, and then you shechted b'chutz the other one, the halacha, you're not going to be chayiv for shechting that carbon, because Rebbe just said that second carbon, that second animal goes l'misa. Since that animal is going l'misa, it's not an animal that could be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Where is there halacha of halos chutz? Halos chutz is only on a carbon that could have been brought in the Azara. But an animal that could not have been brought as a carbon in the Azara, there's no din of halos chutz. Similar to the dam chatas in two cups, where you did the dam of one of them befnim, the other cup becomes dachui. And since it becomes dachui, if you put it on the mizbeach and the chutz, you'll be potter. Ha! But what would be the case, says Nara Gemara? If when somebody knew he's obligated to bring a Karban Chatas, Hifrish de Chatos Lachrayis, he designated two animals to have a second animal as a backup if something happens to the first animal. There, Rebbe will agree that if you shech, when you bring one, the other one is let to graze and become Balmum, become Oila. There, since when you brought these two animals from the outset, one of them, Chad Minay Mikara Oila, who was always designated to be a Karban Oila, and therefore if you'll do halah on that, you'll be chayiv for halah's chutz. Says the Gemara, even though that it wasn't yet redeemed, we said that it has to be sold and redeemed, and then it becomes an Oila, but says the Gemara, a concept that we're going to be discussing, Krav Huna Marav, Bezdin, for whatever reason, decided different circumstances that this animal that was designated for Karban Asham is not brought as a Karban Asham. That the halacha is that animal, like we just mentioned, the halacha tells us, let that animal become Balmum and use the proceeds to buy a carbon oil. There is a machlokes rishonim. What does nitik luria mean? Rashi says Nitak L'Riya is that Bezdin said that this animal should be taken out to graze. Tysus' opinion is, it's not just enough that Bezdin so declared, but rather what's necessary is that the animal was already given to the Roya. So once it was given to the Roya, that's the point that it's considered Nitak L'Riya, and that animal was sold, and you buy with it Oilus Ketzim is Be'ach. Somebody shecht it stam, and if somebody did not wait to let this animal become Balmum with the entire procedure we just described, the Aloch is that if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, it's Koshel Oilah. It has a Chiv Karban Oilah. And here too, since in the case where you have these two Karban Chatos, and the Aloch is that when you designated them both from the beginning, that we're learning if you designated them both from the beginning, one should be brought as a Karban Chatos and the second one should be sold for an Oilah, teaches us the Gemara now that if you shechted it as for Oilah, it'll be a Karban Kosher, and if you'll do it b'chutz, you'll be Chayiv. But ask the Gemara, how can we learn that one from the other? Mi dami, Hasam, Asham, Zachar, the Karban Asham is brought from an animal which is a male, and oil is brought from an animal that's a male. So even though, as we just said, what would really be proper is not use the actual animal that I wanted to use as a carbon asham, as a carbon oil. But if I did, it's understandable why it's acceptable. But chatos is a female. Oil is a zacher. So how could the Gemara be suggesting, asked the Gemara, how could we be suggesting that that animal could be a carbon oil? A carbon oil is always a zacher. And we're sitting with an animal which is a female. And it says the Gemara, there is a situation where Karban Chatos is a male. Amar Rav Chiya miyustana b'sar nasir. If the melech did an avera for which there's a chiv karis, if he did that avera b'shoyig, there's a special halacha that he brings a seer izim, which is a zachar. And that's the case we're speaking about. That he designated two seerim for his Karban Chatos, and the halacha tells us that one is brought as a Karban Chatos, the other one should be transformed into a Karban Oila, but the Eved, Rav Huna Merav, teaches us, if it was used as an Oila, it will be acceptable, and therefore if that animal was brought b'chutz, you'll be chayif for Mala b'chutz. Hanu lach ha-shoich v'amala, hanu lach ha-shoich v'amala, hanu lach ha-shoich v'amala. Paras Chatos, that's the Par Aduma, Shesarfa, that was burned or slaughtered, chutz megita, there was a special place, as we will be discussing, where the Parah Aduma was slaughtered and burnt. If somebody did it not in that place, or sar mishtalech, the sar la'azazon yom kippur, sheker b'chutz, that instead of, as we know, the halach is that carbon is supposed to be thrown down the mountain, instead of throwing it down the mountain, he did it. He brought it as a carbon chutz la'azara. Potter, in both of these cases, you're not chayiv for shchitas kachim b'chutz. Shenemar v'pesach ayamei la'aviu la'akiv carbon v'shem. And the Torah is teaching us kol she'en roi lova pesach moed. Any carbon that's not supposed to be brought to the pesach ayel moed to the azara as a carbon, there is no chayiv for it. Ain chayav alav for shchitas chutz. Continues the Mishnah. Revei v'adnirva, animals that participated in sodomy, v'muksa, an animal that was designated for avodah zara, v'nevet, an animal that was worshipped as avodah zara, hamechir, an animal that was exchanged for a dog, v'estan, an animal that was used in payment to a zayna, all of these v'klayim, an animal which is a klayim, hatrefa, an animal which is a trefa. Yotze Dofen, an animal that was not born naturally, an animal that was born through a C-section, Shekriven b'chutz, and these animals were brought b'chutz la'azara. And all these cases, potter, there is no chiyuv karis for this. Shenemam, the pasuk says again, v'pasach el moed la'yaviu la'akav karm la'ashem, liftei mishkan Hashem. So we say, we learn from here, kol she'en roi lovei, any animal that is not brought, cannot be brought as a carbon, ain't chayav and love there's no chiyuv for shchitas chutz, and there's no chiyuv shchitas chutz and halos chutz. Bali mumen, if we have animals which are bali mumen, bein bali mumen kavum, whether they have permanent mumen, bein bali mumen ovrim, or their temporary mum, shakrivim b'chutz, and you did halos b'chutz on these animals, you potter. If Shimon Omer, bali mumen kavuin, if it's a permanent mum, then indeed you'll be potter. Bali mumen ovrim, chayiv b'loisasei, because since these karbonis can technically be used eventually as a carbon, that's why you'll be chayiv. Tyrim. Tyrim are pigeons, and the halacha on pigeons is that they could only be brought as a carbon once they're mature. And if you did avoid the b'chutz on a tarsh lo'igiz manam before that point, or b'nei yoina are doves, and doves could only be used as a carbon when they're small, and you brought them as a carbon sh'ovas manam, when they're past the time they can be brought as a carbon, shekrivim b'chutz potter. Indeed, a pigeon that was a dove that was brought when they're too old as potter. Tyrim, doves, shlegiz manam, it's over loisa say, because they still are going to be able to be used as a carbon. Oisves benoi, the Torah Kedosha says, Oisves benoi loisishkatu b'yoyim echad. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and its child on the same day. Or mechus b'zman, an animal that is not old enough yet to be brought as a carbon. If somebody brings such an animal as a carbon b'chutz, potter does no chiv karis. Rav Shimon Omer, hareza b'loisa say, even though Rav Shimon agrees that there is no karis, he does say there is a lav. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shiroi lov alach zman, anything that will be ultimately usable, kol shiroi lov alach zman, anything that will be ultimately usable, hareza b'loisa say, v'en by karis. V'cham Omer, v'cham say, if there's no karis, kol she'en by karis, if there's no karis, there also is no loisa say. Says the Mishnah, what does mechus zman mean? Bein begufoy, that means, like we have an animal that we've been discussing, that has currently a mum over, it currently has a mum which is going to pass, but right now it has a mum, or it's not old enough, the tyrim that are not old enough, bein bebalof, or the issue is because of its owners, and the Gemara explains. What does that mean? Ezu mechusus man bebalof, what is the definition of mechusus man bebalof? Hazova, hazova, vayeled, so mitzayrim. These are all individuals that have to bring a carbon when they finish the status that they're in. And if somebody brought the carbon, shekriva chatosam, that they bring the kamachatas, v'ashamam, or the kamachatas that Oshim they have to bring b'chutz, p'turim. Because since at this point, you don't have a chiv to bring the carbon, so at this point, you don't have the chiv to bring the carbon, and so it's not a carbon. And these are not animals that could be used as a nadava, because a chatas for Oshim is a kabbalist that we've learned many times that cannot be brought as a nadava. Achatis for asham are only kabbalists that could be brought when you're obligated to bring them. However, so therefore, bring these kabbalists when it's not yet the time to bring the carbon, you won't be chayiv for shchitas chutz, halo b'chutz. But if they're obligated to bring a carbon oil or same shlomim b'chutz, they're chayovim. Because you could bring a carbon oil or shlomim as an adava. So even though they can't be brought for the obligation that we have to bring them, but they can be brought not as an adava. And since they can be brought as an adava at this point, since they can be brought as an adava at this point, that for the person who brings them b'chutz, is chai for shchitos chutz and halos chutz. So our Mishnah just identified the halacha of oisves benoi, that you can't oisves benoi loisishchatu b'yoyim echad. The Paiskim discuss, when we speak about this halacha of oisves benoi, what would be the halacha if the mother was slaughtered in America in the middle of the day? And that child is an Etzes Roel. In Etzes Roel, it's already night. So how do we look at Oisav Es Benoi? Do we look that according to the place where the first Shechita took place, or do we look at the place that where do we want to do the second Shechita? And if the second Shechita is being done in the same time, it's time zone, then we have Oisav Es Benoi. But if it's in a different time zone, then we wouldn't have the problem. So the David Sinarov and the Ber Moshe Paskins, that we don't say Oisav Es Benoi if it's in two different time zones. And I saw that the Michas Yitzchak says that in general, when we speak about halachas that apply with day and night, everything goes according to where you are currently. So, for example, a very commonly asked question: if a woman is counting Zayin Nekiyim, and she began counting Zayin Nekiyim in the United States, Zayin Nekiyim requires 7 days, but then she travels to Etzes Roel, and when she's in Etzes Roel, the Zayin Nekiyim, if we're going to use the Israeli time, will end earlier than the time in Chutz Laaretz. So the halacha, says the Michas Yitzchak, is that whenever the halacha says to look at a time, we look at the time according to where you are currently. And if where you are currently, it's after the Shkia, after the Tzeis, so the Zayin Nekiyim are over, the fact that where you started, it was a different time zone, is immaterial. Says the Mishnah Malam, B'psar Chatas, B'psar Oshim, B'psar Kachikachim, B'psar Kachim Kalim, B'maisro Oimer, the Allah is that we brought a Michas Oimer on the second day of Pesach, and the Allah is the Michas Oimer, the Kamitza, is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kahanim, or Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, we bring Shtei Alechem, which are eaten by the Kohanim, or Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim is distributed every Shabbos to the Kohanim. Or Shari Minchas, the halacha is that when we have a recovered mincha that's brought by Yisrael, the kaimitz is burnt on the Mizbeach. The rest of the recovered mincha is given to the Kohanim. If anybody did halal on any of these objects that we just foods that we just identified, which are all foods that are supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim, not burnt on the Mizbeach. So somebody burnt them on the Mizbeach Achitzin, it won't be Chayiv Karos. Hayoytzik, the halacha is that when somebody brings a Karban Mincha, they pour oil on that Karban Mincha. V'apaitis, the halacha is that the Karban Mincha that's brought after it's baked is crumbled. V'aboilel, the halacha is that the Karban Mincha, the flour, is mixed with oil. V'meleach, the mincha, kaimitz a mincha, all kabanis that Tarek Dosha says should be salted. Vamenef, the halacha is that when you bring a kabban mincha, you have to do tenufa. Vamagish, the halacha is that you have to bring the kabban mincha and put it next to the mizbeach. Vamasader ala shulchan, or somebody puts the lechem upon him on the shulchan, chutz lazara. Vametev saneris, the halacha is there's a mitzvah hatovas haneris. The Torah Kedoshah says babayka bativa es haneris. The halacha is that this avoid may only be done by a kohen, not by a zar. But if a zar does it, he's not chayiv misa. Hametev saneris, Rashi says it refers to cleaning out the menorah in the morning, taking out the ash. The Ramban says that's not what Hatovas Haneiros means. He says Hatovas Haneiros means putting in the new oil and wicks in the menorah is considered Meitiv Haneiros. It's also important to point out that there's a Machlokes Achronim. We just learned the Machlokes Rishonim. What is the definition of Meitiv Haneiros? The Mishnah doesn't mention what is the halacha of Madlikas Haneiros. And I saw that there's a machloikus achroinim. What would be the halacha if somebody is madlik the neiris b'chutz? The Chayk Nosson says that being Mablik Neres Bechutz is included in this of Halah Bechutz. The Tveris Yisrael disagrees. Hamakabel Hakoimitz, if somebody does the Kmitza Bechutz, the Hamakabel Dam Bechutz, if somebody does Kabbalah's Dam Bechutz, in all these cases, Potter. I did see a question in the Achronim when the Mishnah says that you're Potter for Koimitz is a Mincha. What is the case of the Koimitz? Is it talking about a case where you just did the Kmitza without the Akhtara, but if you would do the Akhtara, you would be Chayiv, or maybe Potter under all circumstances? Says the Gemara, we spoke about different Avoidus. Ein Chayav and Allah Lemishim Zaris, if a Zar burnt the various things that we said that you're not chayiv for burning bechutz, then there is no chayiv for zor doing it. V'loy mishum tuma, if the kohen who did it was tamei, v'loy mishum mechus begadim, if the kohen that did it wasn't wearing the bigdei kohuna, v'loy mishum loy rochutz yudayim v'reglayim. We learned earlier in our masechta that the Torah is very insistent that before you do avodah and azara, you have to do kiddush yadayim v'reglayim. Since all of these halachas are not considered a haktara, as we mentioned, so you won't have the avera when you did it in this fashion. The reason why all of these are not considered avodahs for which you chai b'chutz, because the Torah says, v'avadatem avodahs matana etem iskunaskim v'azara karav yumas. And the Gemara Masechet Yuma Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, Vavadatem means avoid the Tama, that there's no chi misa for Zor only when it's the last step in doing an avoida. But if it's not the last step, then you don't have the halacha of chi of misa for Zor doing it. Continues the Mishnah. Achlai Hokma Mishkan. Before the Mishkan was put up, Hayabamas Batoris, one was allowed to bring carbon on a boma. V'avoida b'b'chayris, and the avoida was done by the b'chayris. The Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayis on this Mishnah says, "Mimois Adam HaRishon ad Moshe Rabbeinu, from Adam HaRishon to Moshe Rabbeinu, lohoysach ha'kravos kabonis el b'day b'chayris." The kabonis were brought through the b'chayrim. And the Medrash explains that until Shevet Levi was appointed, the halachas from when the world was created, the avodah was done by Bechor. Adam Rishon was a Bechor, and he put on, says the Medrash, Bigdei Kohuna. It's not necessarily the Bigdei Kohuna that we know of, but special garments that were done to do avodah. And then it went from Adam to Sheis, to Sheis to Mr. Shelach, from Noach to Sheis. And of course, the Mefarshim asks that not everybody that was mentioned here was a Bechor. The Karen Oyer, the Chazon Ish, asked this question. If we're saying in our Mishnah that till then it was done by Bechor, how do we have various people identified that were a Sheim, wasn't the Bechor of Noach? So they answer that the Bechor is not necessarily only to be understood as we understand the Bechor. We understand the Bechor as the firstborn son. A Bechor could also mean somebody who's most distinguished. Also, they explain that the Bechor was able to be sold and given over from people who were prominent to people who were not prominent. And I saw that Briskarov explains that anybody who was prominent was considered a Bechor. And since anybody who's prominent is considered a Bechor, that's why the Bechor is not to be defined so strictly as only the firstborn son. Moreover, I saw that the Taz points out the halacha or Bechorah is not to be understood the same way as we understand the halacha of a kohen. The halacha of a kohen, of course, we know is that only a kohen could do the avoida. And somebody else, as we learn often in our masechta, is disqualified from doing the avoda. But he points out that when we speak about a Bechor, what the Mishnah means to say was that the avoda was done by Bechorim. It doesn't mean to say that if it was done by somebody else, it's disqualified. The minig was to use the Bechorim. The Shem Mishmul says that we know when did the avoda go away from the Bechorim. It went away from the Bechorim. It went at the time of the eagle. Says the Shem Mishmul that we know wherever Kedusha leaves, that's where Tumah comes on. So he says that the Bechorim lost the Kedusha, and that's why he says there's a halacha of Pinyan HaBen. He says the halacha of Pinyan HaBen tells us that this Bechor lost the Kedusha. He has to be able to attain and replace the Kedusha that he lost. How is that accomplished? Through giving money to the Kohen. And by giving money to the Kohen, that's how we accomplish that the Bechor gets that Kedusha back. Says the Mishnah further, Mishahukam HaMishkan, once the Mishkan was put up, Nesra Bums, the Bums became prohibited, Vavoyda B'Kahanim, and the Avoyda were transferred to the Kahanim. Kachi Kachim, the Halacha is, Kachi Kachim may only be eaten in the Cholam Lefnei Mei HaKlayim, Halacha that we learned many times, that the Kachim could only be eaten in the Azara. Kachi Kalim, the Kol Machni Yisrael, the Halacha is, Kachi Kalim could be eaten in anywhere in the Machni Yisrael, anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. Continues the Mishnah. After Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden and entered at Yisrael, Bola Gilgal. They put up the Mishkan in Gilgal for the duration of the 14 years through which they were conquering, and dividing up Yisrael. And during that time, Hutra Bamas. During that time, the halacha is that we're allowed to bring Kabanas on Bamas. Kachi Kachim, Chattis and Asham could not be brought in a Bamas Yachid. They could only be brought on the Bamas Tzibur in Gilgal. And there, those Kabanas are only in the Cholim Lefnim and HaKlayim. The Kachi Kalim, the Cholim B'chol Makim. Then, after Eretz Yisrael was finished being divided, Baal Shila, the Mishkan was put up in Shinoi. Nesra Bamas, at that time, Bamas became Osir, V'loha Yisham, The way the Mishkan and Shiloh looked was there were four sturdy walls. But the roof was just material. The Pasuk says, that's the place that's called Menucha, because they finished conquering the land. And at that point, the Bamas became Asur. And during that time, Kachi Kachim Nachalim Lefnim Naklayim. Kachi Kachim could only be eaten within the Azara. The Kachi Kalim Begash Hashani B'Kol Aroya could be eaten only in a place from where you could see Mishkan Shilai. There's a question: does that mean only how far does the halacha of B'Kol Haroya go? Does it, as long as you could see it, even if it's not a Machne Yisrael, it's included B'chol Haroya, or does it have to be at least a Machne Yisrael? Baal and Noiv Givin. Then they came to Noiv Givin. When Shiloh was destroyed, the Arun was taken into captivity in the time of Pelishtim. Then they put up a place in Noiv, and they put up a Mizbeach there, but the Arun wasn't there. Then, after Noiv was destroyed in the time of Shaul, they put up the Mishkan and Givin. And all those years of Noiv and Givin, Hutra Bamas, you could bring Kabanas Yachid on the Bamas Yachid. Hutra Kabamas, Kachi Kachim Nechal Lefnim Naklaim, the Kachi Kalim B'chol Ari Yisrael. As we just said, during that time, you could bring Bamas Yachid for all of Eretz Yisrael. And as I saw the Yachroinim explain, Eretz Yisrael did not yet attain the full level of Kedusha. And since Eretz Yisrael did not yet attain the full level of Kedusha, that's why the halacha was that you could bring it everywhere. Baal Yerushalayim, once they came to Yerushalayim, Nesru HaBamas, at that point, the Bamas became Osir. For Loya and Heter, at that point, you can't bring a Karman on a Bama. For he Isa Nachla. And that's what the Pasuk refers to when it says, Kilei Basim at Atalam Nuchalam Nacham. At the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Kachu Kachu Nachalam Lufnim Nachloim, Kachu Kalam Asashani Lufnim Achayma, may we only eat in Yushlaim. Kala Kachu, that continues the Mishnah. The halachas that we've already studied. Kala Kachim Shagdish Mishasis Abamas. Any carbon that was designated when Bamas are Osir, the Krivim Mishasis Abamas, and somebody brings that carbon during such a time, B'chutz outside the Azara, that's his Oiva Mitzvah Asay. The Pasuk says, Vavim Lav Shem, a Pasuk Maid. His Oiva Alois Asay, Hisham Lachab Pantala Yosech, B'chom Makam Ashatira. And if you do so, you chai rechman slong kares. Higdisham, but let's say you were magdish the animal b'shas heta bums at a time when bums are mutter, the kriva b'shas isa bums, but you were mag of the carbon only when bums are osir, b'chutz, yo'iver an asay, and a lois asay, but there's no chiv kares. Higdisham b'shas isa bums, vice versa. You are magdish the animal when bums are not permitted. However, the kriva b'shas heta isa bums, haray elu b'asay, doing so, yo'iver misses asay, but there's no lois asay, and certainly no karas. Ve'ela kachu kreva b'mishkan, what kabonis were brought in the Mishkan, kachim shekhidishu l'mishkan, any karmen that was brought with the intention to be brought to the Mishkan, could only be brought in the Mishkan. Kabonis tzibur could only be brought in the Mishkan. Kabonis yachid could be brought on a bama. Kabonis yachid, however, shogdishu l'mishkan, if you designated carbon yachid with the intention that it should be brought in the Mishkan, yekrivim b'mishkan. The place to bring it is in the Mishkan. Because the Torah Kedosh says, Maitzis or Sechet Tishmar for Sisu Kishon Adarto. You're obligated to keep your word. And you said you're bringing this carbon in the Mishkan. However, yekrivim b'bama, potter. Continues the Mishnah, Ma'bein b'mish yachid l'b'mish tzibur. What's the halacha between a carbon that's brought on a b'mish yachid versus a carbon that's brought on the Bamas Tzibur? Smicha, only in the on the Bamas Tzibur is the Chiv Smicha. The Halacha, Kachu Kachma brought B'tzofen, are only said an Abama, Matan Tzaviv. The Halacha that we bring a carbon, we have to do Shtei Matana Shein Arba, is only said by Bamas Tzibur. Tanufa, Karben Mincha, that has Tanufa, the waving is only by Bama Tzibur. Hagosha, the halach that we mentioned, that the Karban Mincha has to be brought close to the Mizbeach, is only Bama Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mincha B'Bama, his opinion was that there's no Karban Mincha brought on a Bama altogether. Not only that, when we say that Ein Mincha B'Bama, there's Machloikus Rishonim. What does that mean? Does it mean that Ein Mincha B'Bama, even B'Bama's Tzibur, there's no Karban Mincha? Or does Ein Mincha B'Bama mean there's no Karban Mincha on B'Bama's Yochid? But on B'Bama's Tzibur is treated like a Mizbeach, and it does have a Karban Mincha, Machloikus Rishonim. We said that on B'Bama, that there is no Chiv of Shtayim Shen Arba. The question is that but one matana, doing some form of zrika, is required. There is a question in the achronim: is there a din of shvicha shraim on the bottom of the mizbe on the bama when you bring a carbon? Kiyun abig the shomers. The halacha is that a bama tzibur only kahanim could do the avoda, and not only could kahanim do the avoda, they have to be wearing the big day kuhuna. Or Kli Sharis, we spoke about this in our previous year, that everything has to be put, all the ingredients have to be in Kli Sharis. Reich Nechayach, a carbon that's brought on the Bama Gedolah, the halacha is that we're not allowed to roast it before there was Haktara. Mechitz L'Dama, on the Bama Gedolah, there's a Mechitza, there's the halacha of Chuta Sikra that we've discussed so many times in our Masechta that there's a certain dam that's put above the sikra, a certain dam below the sikra. Mechitz ledamim, rechitzes yudayim reglayim. Before you do ravod, you have to have kiddush yudayim reglayim. Aval hazman, the locha of pigel, machshavas pigel, vanoiser, the iser of eating carbon pass the right time, vatame, or the iser for somebody tame to do the avoida, shavim bezeh bezeh, the halacha in those is that the halacha of a bama gedoyla and a bama katana are equivalent as far as these halachas are concerned.